Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Elizabeth Hamilton Garino and Chris Fuller, helping you and people across the globe live life to the fullest. Our focus is on you, so you can be your best and create the life you deserve. Visit us at besteveryou.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Chris, are you there?
Yes, me, Elizabeth. Morning. Well, good morning for me. Hello to everyone, wherever you are, whatever time you're chiming in. I hope you're having a beautiful day. It is you, Elizabeth. It's so delightful when it's just the two of us. What a treat.
Yeah, it is, really. And it's 8:30 there in British Columbia and 11:30 here in the beautiful state of Maine, which is getting chilly. Is it... We'll get to the book in a second. Let's talk about the weather for a minute, because I woke up to like frost. It was frosty and toasty and icy. Oh.
We have had the most beautiful autumn. Yeah. I've had two frosty mornings where I had to actually kind of scrape my car, but the rest has been like really delightful. We're still just kind of doing sweaters and scarves and not needing huge jackets. And the leaves are, I just enjoy the leaves, the colorful leaves, so much, and I always wish for them to stick around a little longer, and I feel like this year they sort of did. I've just moved, as you know, like 3 months ago, so it's my first year in this yard, and I've got three huge trees that change color. One of them is one of those beautiful Japanese maples that goes like punchy red. Oh, he was gorgeous, but those leaves are gone, and I still have some yellow and some purple leaves hanging out, but brings me a lot of joy.
We like it here. All of our leaves are hung on for the most part. The maples are just turning red, and that really bright, brilliant red, and everything's very orange. So it's very pretty. I'll take pictures. And then it was a shock to the bod this morning when I got up with the dogs and took the puppies out. We have new puppies, and it's like, oh, I forgot it's cold out in the morning. But yeah,
I know.
At 8 in the morning,
Harley.
I was like, oh, boy.
Your little puppies are Harley and Bahama, and they are so cute, and they are in puppy training. So every time I talk to Elizabeth, it's almost like you're in a new phase of like parenthood again. Puppyhood, I guess, because your schedule is often dictated by like naps and walking, because you're in that training phase. So how are they like in the fall? Are they leaf fans?
Oh yeah, you throw them up and they jump around or jump in the piles or carry them around or whatever. Very cute. But yeah, my schedule is very. People are like, "Can you do a show?" I'm like, "Well, let me check what time the puppies are napping." So we're good, Chris. Aww. We're good. They're napping right now, and I guess I learned that. I don't remember puppies needing naps before, but that was probably because I had four small children and a puppy. This time it's like, oh, puppies need naps, and two of them a day. Good. Go down for your nap.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
Before you're like, everyone's sleeping, including everyone. And it just didn't add up or whatever. Or I guess it did
add up. On a lucky day. But anyway, all right. Well, speaking of kids, we're going to go right there. We've written children's books. We own and operate the Best Ever You Network at besteveryou.com. And so a lot of times people think of us for self-help books and journals and things like that. But little did you know, Chris Fuller is a mad rhyming genius over there and has just done beautiful work getting the rhymes and storylines. Well, I don't know.
But I couldn't do it without you is what I was going to say, but I do. It's true. I love a good rhyme. Yeah. And when we are in the production of writing Pinky Doodle, we FaceTime and I'm sitting there like tapping my leg and reading out loud and then listening to Elizabeth read it out loud so that we just get all of the beats and all of the things that make a children's rhyming book delightful to hear. Just right. And we have, you know, people, if you want to know what the process is for writing a book, it is a lot of editing, reading, listening, writing, reading, and then kids books for sure, listening, right? So we read it out loud to each other over and over again till we almost have it memorized, but it is so delightful. So Pinky Doodlebug, the first in the series was the introduction to her, Pinky Doodlebug, and now we've just released Pinky Doodle Dance, and she's got all of her same forest friends. And they set up for the forest or the Pinky Doodle Dance. And they work together to decorate and they put on their finest clothing. Oh, they look so good. And then they come to this dance and have a great time.
Yeah, it's so super cute. I was going to go back to like our process. And our process it goes something like this. What should Pinky do next? And then we kind of create the little, who's going to be in the book? Are we going to introduce new characters? who are the characters that are going to be in there. We kind of sketch out generally what they're going to do, and then I go, Chris, make this rhyme, and you work your magic. I'm not very great at rhymes, I will admit it. It's funny. Owls need to jive. And I'm like, how did you think of that, Chris? So hats off over there to Chris for making things rhyme, because, it would not be properly rhymed without her. But I was just going to say
I get too excited and I overtalk you when we're doing a project of ours. So I lose
we
my
do it too. I do
good
too.
Host hat and I just become the verbal.
You can't see me. I can't see you, and it's okay. And people are used to that. But what I was going to say was I want to thank people such as the Sterling Lathrop Garden Center here in Falmouth, Maine, for carrying the books. They are carrying the hardcover of both of the books, Pinky Doodlebug and Pinky Doodle Dance. We're waiting for inventory, like most of the rest of the book world is. But, it's companies like that that carry the book and are selling the book as a holiday gift, and the schools, the libraries, the kids, the classrooms, and all that really make the book. I know, Chris, I was laughing because, we both love Halloween, right? Somebody had Halloween pants on.
Yes, I was just going to say, was it me? Yes, it was. They are purple and yellow, and they've got witches and moons and pumpkins on them. They are fabulous. So I've got them posted on my social media. Maybe I should put them on my website for a bit, but I do love Halloween.
Well, here's my point of bringing that up, because, growing up and, in my 20s and 30s and 40s, I'm in my 50s now, kind of always wanted to be that house where kids could go to and be like, oh, my God, they gave out full-size candy bars. We're going back there next year. So this year, the kids each got a copy. This year and last year, because of COVID, I was like, heck yeah, I'm putting full-size candy bars and books in bags and handing them out. So this year, all the kids that came to the house, which there were like 30 of them, each child got a copy of the children's books, Best Ever You and and Pinky Doodle Dance. And
beautiful.
Two full-size candy bars.
Oh, my goodness.
We
owned
the house,
didn't we?
I know.
Yeah, no kidding. You're the talk of the town. I do remember those full-size candy bar houses for sure.
There's an app that shows houses to kids that hand out full-size candy bars.
Oh, no. That's too funny.
That's hilarious.
That's too funny.
You go on an app. I don't think I'm on there. But
I'm not surprised, though. I think there's an app for everything these days. But
anyway.
Yeah.
So are you reading?
It's delightful to get books. Yes, I've got the book here. I'm ready to do a little snippet of reading to give our listeners and fans a sample of what Pinky Doodle Bug is all about.
Okay. And should I read like the intro cover, like the back cover, so people know the whole thing, or do you just want to start reading?
No, I think that's a great idea. Read the back and then pass it to me and I'll read a little from inside.
Okay. So the back says, let your children's imagination soar by joining Pinky and her friends on another adventure. Did you know that each year around this time, Pinky and her friends all gather for the biggest dance party ever? Together, once again, they let their dreams fly and help each other be their best. From the best-selling Pinky Doodlebug authors, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, that's me and I can say my name, and Chris M. Fuller, that's you, this book is perfect for children learning to read and parents who want to share the joy of reading, writing, drawing, and dreaming. Pinky Doodlebug and Pinky Doodle Dance are full of light-footed rhymes, thanks to Chris Fuller, and delightful illustrations that are sure to make this wonderful tale an instant favorite. So that's the book. Go, Chris, go.
Yes, and of course, it does say visit us at pinkydoodlebug.com, because she does have her own little website as well, so you can go see what she looks like and check it out, and we've got some coloring pages up there and everything. So, all right, Pinky Doodle Dance. Put your listening ears on, because here we go with the story. The forest is buzzing with all sorts of cheer. The Pinky Doodle Dance will soon be here. Pinky can't wait for all of the fun, costumes, sparkles, and dancing a ton. Decorations, invites, and music will play, streamers and beautiful lights on display. The forest will twinkle like stars in the sky. There's so much to do, Pinky says. Oh, my. I'm here to help, chimes Fred the Fox. Hooray, cheers Pinky. Unpack this box. It's beautiful lights and strings that all glow, but how they got tangled, I'll never know. And it continues from there with unpacking decorations and more friends come to join and some of our favorites. Murphy the Moose has just got a special heart in my, for me in this book, and maybe it's because I'm Canadian and we certainly have moose in this area. But in this particular book, he's a breakdancing moose. And on one page, we've got just incredible pictures of this moose breakdancing. And that is makes me smile so much. And Elizabeth, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love to dance. I love to dance if I'm at a family wedding. Growing up, I did some dance, some jazz and ballet and whatnot. But and as far as just like freestyle dancing, family weddings, I'm your girl. I cannot leave the dance floor. I'm the first one up and the last one down. And I just have a great time. So that moose and his wild ways really spark joy into my heart.
We have more things in common.
Creatures?
There
we go.
Common. I'm a tap dancer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay, YouTube videos coming soon of what we used to be. Oh, dear, I don't know
hilarious.
If I have the coordination, but I have fun. Yeah. That's the thing. And I always incorporate everything. Like if I trip or make a mistake, I'm still face up smiling like they teach you how to do on stage and just keep going.
And that's kind of the way this book is, too. It's like, you know, you dance how you dance. And I love that the creatures all do their thing here. And I think my favorite character in the book is Porcupine Pete. He's a sharply dressed critter who has shiny shoes and suspenders with glitter, and that's thanks to Chris with that rhyme too. I think it's the cutest thing ever.
So cute. His suspenders are purple and they have stars, and he wears a little pair of glasses, so he's a little cute guy too.
The one thing that I love most about both of these books, Pinky Doodlebug and Pinky Doodle Dance, is our illustrator Bova. He is just one of a kind, and one of the things that the other thing that I love, other than just him in general and his ability to do things, is that the lights, like we're calling for light streamers, the book actually shimmers. There's no glitter in the book or anything like that, but it actually shows light and movement and glitter and dance and everything. So it's very vibrant.
And fireworks and colors
are amazing. Lightning bugs.
Vibrant. Lightning bugs. Besides all of the main characters, Fred the Fox and Porcupine Pete, Murphy the Moose, and there's tons of birds and butterflies and little bumblebees and just all kinds of beautiful, beautiful trees and flowers. And the attention to detail is really fabulous. So it's very pleasing as you turn the pages and enjoy the facial expressions and the colors. It's so colorful. I know I've got four nephews in Alberta, and they have not yet got Pinky Doodle Dance. They will have it soon. It's on the way. But the first book they just loved, and they love. It's so exciting for kids. They're, you know, you count how many lightning bugs you see and how many birds. What are the birds doing? Things that aren't in the writing but are engaging in the pictures. And for the little people in your life, you know, they love that. And there's even, you know, when there's a box that spills or falls, and so there's a kaboom on one page with an exclamation mark, and kids love that when there's additional little words to seek out and to read. What does that say? And then that's the stuff they learn and memorize and have a good time with when they read it again and again.
The other thing too, both books are written to, you know, in the spirit of collaboration, and that you can get more stuff done with your friends and so forth, which is a little bit mirrors us as well. Their writing and drawing and rhyming and all of that. And then the other thing with Pinky Doodle Dance, one of the things that I really wanted to do with this book that we accomplished was sort of make it a bedtime story. To me, as a mom of four boys, it's about how kids wind up, do their thing during the day, dance, do whatever they're going to do, and then they wind down. And it's so it can be used like that, too. It's a very lovely bedtime story.
That's right. So at the end of the book, they do. They talk about cleaning up, very important, and then it's time for bed and go to sleep and good night comes in there. So, yes, it's a beautiful bedtime story to just unwind with the kids and let them listen to a nice rhyming story and then go to sleep like Pinky Doodlebug and all the forest animals do.
Yeah, and then same thing over on the Pinky Doodlebug side. I know we're talking about dance, but I bring us over to Pinky Doodlebug. She's a bug who sort of dreams of creating books and needs something to do with her illustrations to kind of make it all, you know, come together and let her dreams fly. And so she solicits stories from her friends, like Clara the Caterpillar, Sally the Spider,
yeah,
Benji the Bunny. These, and we may or may not have named the characters after people that we know. So it's a beautiful book about collaboration and friendship and having dreams and goals that you put out into the universe and achieving them. So that's some mm-hmm. of the behind the book. I think both books are very trusted
yeah.
storylines for kids. Like, you can trust it, and it's easy to read.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. There's only the themes of, as you say, get along, collaboration, needing and working together as friends, and helping one another. And that is, you know, a huge theme that you and I personally believe in our lives and in our Best Ever You network. But it mm-hmm. does, it makes it for a really exceptional children's book. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah, I am too. And problem
yeah,
solving too.
Absolutely.
When you've got a problem, you share it with other people.
Yeah.
It teaches kids to, you know, problem solve together. Because, you know, in one case
that's
they
right.
have lights that are all tangled. How are they going to get ready for the party with that mess? And then the
yeah.
other one, she's like, I want to really do this book and I don't know how to do this. And, you know, she goes
yeah.
to her friends for help. So both of them are very much like that too. So
yeah.
Do you,
the other thing that I love,
yeah.
I love about these, because Pinky Doodlebug is, she likes to doodle. As Elizabeth mentioned, she draws and makes pictures and everything. So at the back of both of these books, now I know when you have a book and you have young kids, you're always telling them, don't draw in the book, don't write in the book. We have dedicated 4 or 5 pages at the back of each book. They're plain, blank, white, matte pages, and they say at the top, doodle pages. So those are mm-hmm. special pages designated for a little one or you, the big reader, to draw or to sketch or to do a little doodle on. And for us, we just thought that was such a neat little thing, because as you're watching this little bug, and in the first book, Pinky Doodlebug, she does doodle on a bunch of things that maybe she shouldn't until she gets her friends to help her, and then they write stories together. But
yeah.
the doodle pages in these books are just one of those, again, little special elements that we thought, ooh, this has to happen. This will be just such a sweet little thing. So doodle pages
yeah.
are in there.
And if you really don't want your kids to write in the book, we totally get it and understand. So we have coloring pages on the website, pinkydoodlebug.com. And we run coloring contests here and there. I'll have to take a look at it. I've got to update the website a little bit, but the coloring pages are still there. And I think they're beautiful. So just, they're the same illustrations that are in the book. We took, I think, 2 illustrations and just took the color out
mm-hmm.
so you can put the color back in.
That's right.
So
yeah, that's
beautiful.
Right. And you could even change it up. Maybe your Pinky Doodlebug isn't pink. Maybe she's purple or blue or rainbow or whatever colors you have. And so that's kind of fun too, right? Because you can play with it and use your own creativity. So yeah, those are on that website again, pinkydoodlebug.com. So yeah, Elizabeth, it's been so fabulous. I have the first 5 copies in my hand and I have a whole bunch more on the way. And I can't wait. I've got friends and family here waiting as well for them and fans in my community. I am so blessed to be in the community of Vernon. I have just people who support me at every turn when I launch a course or do a summit online with you. And certainly I have a following for my children's books with you as well. And we're just so grateful. Besides Halloween giveaways and garden centers and stores that support us, everybody listening and every time you buy one of our books, we just feel it right to the bone, because it really
yeah.
still it means so much to us, right? We just really cherish our success as authors together.
Yep, we do. And we give back to the community. We gave we gave 300 books to the Winfield Montessori School a couple months
yeah.
ago. So we give back to the community. We do story times if you need us to visit with your classroom or your library or anything like that. We are right here for you. And also, we will sign copies of the books for you as well. If we're starting to get requests of people wanting signed copies, like a set, like a signed copy of Pinky Doodlebug and Pinky Doodle Dance,
yeah.
whether Chris signs it or I sign it, we still haven't met yet. Out of all the things we've done, we haven't met yet. We don't have any copies of us signing both of them, but I may sign a bunch and send them to Chris so she's got them signed. But we've got signed copies, and I think, did we decide on the, do you have that written? I don't have it in front of me, the pricing
from last
night. I
do. So for the two books together, so these Pinky Doodle books are $18.95 on Amazon and in stores Canadian. But if you wanted to get the 2 copies signed from me, For the two together, it would be $30, or if you just want one signed, it's $15. And then for the U.S. pricing, it's $12. Is that right? $12 for
the book. I think we did
12
a book. 12
and 22.
And 22, yep. Okay, yeah, I didn't have that in front of me. So if you want signed copies,
that's okay.
Just
we just talked about it yesterday because we have books in our own possession and author copies that we can sign and send to you. So let us know. And we're here in both the U.S. and Canada, so it doesn't matter what country you're in, you can still get the signed copies of the book from us. So,
okay. And then don't forget to like us on Facebook. It's Pinky Doodlebug. Mm-hmm. And then we each have author pages. Mine is Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, and Chris's is Chris Fuller Author. And we'd appreciate your support there as well. And anything else, Chris? We good?
No, I think that's it. That's it. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our Pinky Doodlebug chit-chat. And have a beautiful day. Dance away, my friends.
Let your dreams fly, right? All right, everybody, take care.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening. All right.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you tuned in. Be brave, be bold, be you, and remember to visit us at besteveryou.com.